pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
And with that, let's start the show. Well, here we are again, my friends. 9/11 plus 22. It has been 22 years since that fateful day. And if we come together as a country, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're far from it. We're getting along as families. But it just seems to me like more time has been spent fighting amongst ourselves instead of trying to keep the unity of the United States of America. Which brings us back to this broadcast. My thanks to Dan for getting us going with the Pledge of Allegiance. And I figure the best way to do this, like I normally do for a holiday show, and that's to get some of the best music. Some you might have heard already, others you may not. I have some words of wisdom from a few sources that I've recorded recently for this show. I'll play some songs myself, and I've got a few others lined up. And hopefully, somehow, some way, we will learn from our lessons from 2001 and start finding ways to come together as a country. Not just political parties, dagnabbit, all people everywhere. I personally believe God wants us to do that. Maybe if you hear these songs, that'll be some motivation to do it. Anyway, this is our annual 9/11 edition of the New Directions podcast. Thank you for being with me, and we will get underway with the music on the other side of this break. If you're looking for a church to go to on Sunday morning, may I suggest one to you? This is Terry Runyon from the podcast, here to share with you about my church, which is Fabian United Methodist Church in Gladstone, Missouri. We have our services at 11 o'clock in the morning. We have a very, very positive group, a community of faith unlike any other I have ever seen. And for the first time in several years, we have not one, but two pastors who also are in charge of the services at another church before they join us. We have a very strong faith family. And if you are down spiritually for any reason at all, or if you're looking for a way to be lifted up or inspired, whatever the case may be, I invite you to join us 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, Fabian United Methodist Church, in Gladstone, Missouri. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Christ and Christ's stars, through the perilous fight.
Joe had the energy at that point. Now, you can't do a patriotic show without God Bless America. There's the lady that made it famous, Kate Smith. Oh. You still have the pride. It's still evident. It just needs to come out a little bit more. From the CMA Awards, here's Brooks and Dunn.
From the stage of the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, the 35th Annual Awards of the Country Music Association. Here to kick it off, nominees for four of tonight's awards, including Entertainer of the Year, Brooks and Dunn.
One of my favorite Brooks and Dunn songs from 2001. Makes sense to play it, even now. Only in America, folks. The back end of this medley that Reba that Martina McBride's putting together was a song that came out around that same time, too. But I love the way she sings, Both Loves the Only House and Blessed. And this was, and this was the best version I've seen of it. Without further ado, Martina, take it away.
Yeah.
My friends, we have reasons to be thankful. And I'll admit, I'm just as guilty. I haven't done as much as I perhaps should either. It just gives us something to consider in these rather trying times. And they still have been. I understand that. A few years ago, I had a chance to be a part of a project that would lay American flags along a stretch of road on the Kansas side in Shawnee. And as I was doing that, I found myself thinking about, would you believe, this very song. And I found myself even singing it as I was doing this particular project. We'll run the 30 seconds off right quick. Just a second here. We're skipping ads, and that's a good thing. The song that I was looking at quite a bit is from Aaron Tippin, "Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Flies."
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that's still in. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly.
My favorite Aaron Tippin song. To end this segment, I call in the master, Mr. Paul Harvey. He had a feature several years ago about a mural that had been seen over Ground Zero on the first anniversary of the terrorist attacks. I'd like to hear what he had to say about it, and I think you would too. Mr. Harvey, take it away.
The rest of the story. Yakov stared disbelieving at the television screen, knowing he'd be held forever after in the grip of that awesome scene. Inasmuch, Yakov was not alone. For now, for always, when one says September 11, one means the year 2001. The day a vaguely imagined there and they reached all the way to here and us. But Yakov's impressions were more personal than most. For the Twin Towers of Lower Manhattan, now tumbling like sand castles, were themselves newly arrived when Yakov and his parents, near broke and speaking no English, first came to America, specifically to New York City, where icons like the Statue of Liberty and those shining towers held forth such exciting promise. But now, in the seamless stream of live TV coverage, much of it viewed through cameras out in the bay, it seemed as though the world were staring at the destruction through the incredulous eyes of Lady Liberty herself. A concept befitting an artist. And Yakov was an artist, an art professor. In his native Russia, in the days of Soviet repression, he knew the power of his craft to herald and to heal. And so immediately, standing otherwise helpless in the shadow of his adopted homeland's darkest day, at first mainly hoping to heal himself, Yakov began to paint. His vision was Lower Manhattan, ominously smoldering after the towers fell, as seen from behind the Statue of Liberty, and yet rising from the devastation, broad stripes of red and white, and bright stars in a field of blue in the shape not of a flag, but of a heart, symbolic of the indestructibility of American ideals. Yakov signed the painting simply with these words: "The human spirit is not measured by the size of the act, but by the size of the heart." Oh yes, you know that painting. It was displayed as a huge mural, one as big as the building on which it was recreated, 135 feet wide and 200 feet tall, looming triumphantly over the Ground Zero site, completed just in time for 9/11's first anniversary memorial. For as the somber cameras once again scanned the loathsome crater, they panned irresistibly to Yakov's painting, his love letter to a city and a nation, his message of hope to the watching world. Its display had been financed with $100,000 out of the artist's own pocket. But there had been no press conference, not even an announcement, for Yakov's solitary stipulation was that he, as the mural's benefactor, remain utterly anonymous. Well, now it's time to show our appreciation for the mammoth masterwork entitled America's Heart, and for the one who conceived and quietly bestowed it as a gift from a patriot. For since he is worldwide recognized not for his art, but for his humor, Yakov Smirnov had worried that somebody might laugh, might mentally picture the Russian-born comedian, and recall his catchphrase, "What a country!" But now you know how deep he feels that exclamation, now that you know the rest of the story.
That was one that I did not expect. Mr. Harvey, thank you very much. More of this 9/11 salute on the other side of this break. For those of you who like a good cookie, may I suggest a place to you? This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast, here to talk about the Crumble Cookie Company. Located in North Kansas City, they make several different kinds of cookies each and every day, and they sell them in different packs also. I had a chance recently to try a chocolate chip cookie from there. Oh my gosh, it was so, so good. Next time you're in the area, I invite you to stop by the Crumble Cookie Company. Try one of them out for yourself. Buy a few packs for your friends. Buy them for Christmas gifts, however you want to do it. These could be some of the best cookies you have ever had. You might even, if you so chose, wanted to bring some milk along. The Crumble Cookie Company. Very, very good stuff. The words of Lawrence Binion in describing those that have lost their lives in the wars this country has fought. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
And people were worried that we were going to forget this. I really don't believe that's going to happen. There's still pride. There's still people that remember. There's still people that did. Here's a shocking point, even come together. That's part of our Americana. Here's Mo Bandy. He even had a theater by that name. Mo Bandy, Americana. Now for the song that pretty much says it all.
Tonight, Alan Jackson is a nominee for 4 of tonight's awards. And the songs that he writes always tell it like it is. Simple truths that come from his heart. when he went to bed late last week, he couldn't sleep because of an idea that he had for this song. It kept running through his head. So early in the morning, he got up and he wrote this song, and we're honored that he chose to do it for the first time in front of anybody. Please welcome Mr. Alan Jackson.
CMA Awards 2001.
September day, out in the yard, your wife and children working on some stage in L.A. Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know. Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble? Sob for the ones left below. Did you burst out in pride for the red, white, and blue? The heroes who died just doing what they did. Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer? Look at yourself, what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I've talked to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things he gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, driving down some cold interstate. Did you feel guilty cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you love her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes, hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset? First time in ages, speak to some stranger on the street. Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching? Turn on Isle of Lucy reruns. Did you go to a church and hold hands with some stranger? Stand in line and give your own blood. Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things he gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things he gave us, and the greatest is love. The greatest greatest is love. The greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning? That September day.
When he sang that song, he did not get one. Dagnabbit, I thought he would. That he would have had a standing ovation. There might have been a few, I don't know. But in any case, that song was quite honestly a showstopper when Alan Jackson sang that at the CMAs. A couple of songs that I kind of grew up with. I'm going to play through them right away. Just flat pick them for you. If you know them, feel free to sing along. To stretch my wrists out a little bit. It was good to do that for the first time in quite a while. America the Beautiful, and of course, Battle Hymn of the Republic. Been hearing Rodney Atkins sing this song quite a bit. First time for this 9/11 show. Here he is with It's America. My friends, we needed some positivity. And we have been lacking in that for a very, very long time. Rodney Atkins putting the exclamation point on this segment with the song It's America. Let's make an even bigger one. Would you join me in prayer? Eternal God, we thank you for this country of ours we call America. We thank you that we have the freedoms that you alone gave us to do what we enjoy doing. Thank you for those that are fighting for our freedom overseas, and thank you for those that are families too, because they're in this war right along with those that are fighting. We lift all of them up. We thank them for their service. Back here at home, help us to come back together the way you would have us do it. Let's give our nation back where it belongs. It is one nation under you, God. It's in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. We'll close our podcast out right after this. Imagine yourselves in a concert hall. You're anticipating the main event.
your enthusiasm level really starts to jump when you hear music like this. You have a wide smile. The anticipation level is very high, and then on October the 6th, Ameristar Casino will be the place. They're coming back, my friends. The Oak Ridge Boys have one show on that particular night. The multi-award-winning quartet and my heroes will be back. I will be there, and I hope you will be too. You can get your tickets online at oakridgeboys.com. The legendary Oak Ridge Boys, October the 6th, Ameristar Casino. Be there. One day at work, I had bought a lottery ticket, and two reporters from KCTV Channel 5 were wanting to interview me soon after that. I really didn't want to. But after they pushed and pushed and pushed, I gave them the straightest answers that anybody had ever given anybody about anything. But it turns out that this was only the tip of the iceberg. Because Channel 5, once upon a time, was supposed to have a lady chief meteorologist by the name of Erin Little. But unfortunately, things on the inside started to not go too well. And Erin, suffice to say, is not on television right now. She is, however, about to sue the owners of KCTV 5. And ladies and gentlemen, from reading the article about it, I think she has a case. Next time on the podcast, we're going to take an inside look at the way KCTV 5 has handled, or should I say not handled, female anchor people. And the two people I'm going to focus the most on are Erin Little for one segment and Ellen McNamara for the other. I don't like the way, in either case, things were handled. And as I'm sure you know by now, my news source is Fox 4. But we're going to take a look next time on the podcast at some KCTV 5 background. And I'll just see whether I like it or not, and we'll, I guess, just go from there next time on the podcast. May this 9/11 be a 9/11 where we find ourselves back together again. May this be a 9/11 that could focus us on being one nation under God. May we, when we do the Pledge of Allegiance, regardless of who's leading it, take the words to heart. And on my own personal note, I'd love to see us take the comma away between one nation and under God, because all four of those words, in my view, are supposed to be true anyway. One nation under God. It's my prayer, and may we all go in peace. And on that note, that's going to wind things up for this 9/11 edition of the New Directions podcast. Thank you for being with me as always. See you next time, when our target will be KCTV 5. To get us out of here for this 9/11, here's Hank Jr.
We're all together, now we draw the line. market's up, the stock market's down, but now we're united from the country to the town. We live back in the woods, you see. Big city problems never bothered me. But the world has changed, so have I. America can survive. America will survive. We can plow our fields all day long. We can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Yeah, we have toughed it out a time or two. Ain't too many things these boys and girls can't do. We grow good old tomatoes. We got hometown pride. And America can survive. America is gonna survive. Boys and girls with freedom and fun. We say grace, we say ma'am. If they don't like that, we don't give a damn. We come from the West Virginia coal mines, the Rocky Mountains, and the big city skyline. We can hit back, and we're gonna be fine. This country can survive. America can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, called me Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land. His taught him to be a good businessman. Used to send me pictures for the Broadway nights. I sent him some of Granddaddy Williams' homemade muscadine wine. He was lost like so many in the terrible strife. We're all asking God now, why, oh, why? A tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye. That's an old slogan we're gonna revive. Cause America can survive. America will survive. You can't make a run. We're them boys and girls that's got freedom and fun. We say grace, we say amen. If they don't like that, we give less than a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama, and all they've done is unite this whole land. No more Yankees and Rebels this time, but one united people that stand behind. America can survive. America will survive.